The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell. Lance hangs out till 9:30, where he'll come in at 9. Then we head to Charlie Polillo. If Charlie... We didn't have Charlie yesterday. We had Cody yesterday. Is Charlie here today? Do we know?
We don't know.
All right. So we're here, and it's basically a holiday show, because the holidays are here upon us here on ESPN 97.5. It's actually... A wonderful weekend. I don't know. Do you agree? Wingo's been saying it, that this is the best day of the season, Sunday.
Because it's a trip to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that you've got two games that mean so much.
No, there's better days for sports.
Better days for about football, just football, for the NFL season.
I don't know. I mean, you got such a small sample size to have success. You could have some stinker games, and then what does it mean? You
know, it could be, but it means a bunch. It means the two teams, whoever loses, you're going home, and the winner's going to be immortalized.
Right.
I mean, it's
a good day. I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about it. No. It's just a
better. He says better than the Super Bowl because you got two games.
Yeah, I can see that. The Super Bowl has that. You know, I don't even pay any attention to the pregame stuff anymore. And those companies spend hours and days and weeks on these features. Yeah. Like, we're going to go interview his mom, and then we're going to go interview the family that he saved from the burning fire. And
yeah, you know, right.
Burning fire. It's a little redundant. And then it's
from
like,
the burning fire as opposed to the one that was not burning,
the dormant fire,
right?
So they spend all this time. This is such a great story. This is such a heartfelt story. And here's what I'm doing. Ugh, Super Bowl stories. I hate these.
Well,
and I just don't turn it on.
Yeah, well, that's bad for the people that will put all that time and effort into it, and you don't have anything.
The producers of content are just pissed.
It's 9 hours of content beforehand. Did you see? By the way, did you see that Dell is getting you? You're going to have a party in your pants. Kay Adams is possibly coming on, Dell. What did you do?
Well, Michael Carroll sent me an email, and I forwarded it to you guys last night about possible guests for next week, because DAZN, which is a boxing app, is promoting
DAZN?
Something.
DAZN.
DAZN. They're making people available. Kay Adams is one of those
wasn't
people.
Great. Well, we're not talking boxing with Kay Adams.
I didn't say we were, yeah. But
we're
she's
not talking with
Chris
Kay
Mannix
Why
is available.
Can't we talk with Kay Adams?
She's out.
Why is she out?
We're done with her.
What happened?
We're done with her.
What happened?
I just decided.
She gave you the cold shoulder?
Oh, she did give you the cold shoulder in New York, didn't she?
Hey, you can extend the friendliness beyond just the initial hug. You can be a little friendlier.
No.
What did she not do that you have a problem with?
Well, she did not do anything.
She didn't accept Lance's advances, apparently.
There's no advances. There's just an acknowledgement beyond just, hey, and you give
what type of acknowledgement did you want?
You know what?
Does she
know
you?
Send a Twitter like, hey, thanks for stopping by. Send a tweet.
You wanted one of those?
Your work's great.
What?
I love when you talk about wide receivers. I think you're super underrated in that aspect of the draft
stuff. So you were looking for...
She's a fantasy football person, too. She could have said, I use this for my fantasy football on TV, yada,
yada,
yada.
Did you try to start a conversation with her that went nowhere? And that's why you're upset?
Yeah, that's why.
I feel like
she kind of looked at him and turned around and walked away.
I assume the hug.
If somebody talks to you, you talk back.
The hug came, and then she had a. He tried to start a conversation, and she wanted nothing to do with it.
Maybe not.
Maybe she was busy.
What'd you say to her? Like,
it's a commercial, Dell.
Hey, it's kind of cold up here. It's kind of cold up here in New York.
Did you try crappy small talk?
Yeah.
What else am I going to do? I didn't do any of that. What else?
It sounds like you did.
Clint Capella had a surgery.
Somebody's bitter.
Clint Capella had a surgery.
Maybe there's nothing that bonds you to, so anything you do is not going to work out.
Right.
You don't know her. You don't work with her.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah. She's like, who?
You're just another guy in her life.
Gave me their phone number? Nate Burleson. And we talked.
Did you ask for Kay's phone number?
No, but she could have just said, hey, if you want to... If you need anything for fantasy football or whatever.
You know you have someone at home you have to answer to if Kay Adams gives you her number.
Yeah. Not for another 7 minutes, 12 minutes, I don't. Let's get this out of the way now. She could have said, hey, if you need a fantasy guest, get at me. Let me send you my number. Well, it would have been hard about
get
that.
At me?
If she says get at me and she sends you her number, don't you think you're going to have different ideas?
No.
I don't know what it means.
We ain't doing that.
I don't know what it means.
We ain't doing that. Okay, even in 12 minutes, we're not doing all that. anyway, so possibly Kay Adams on the show next week.
Or Sugar Ray Leonard.
Or Hall Sugar Ray. Yeah, or Sugar Ray.
Or we don't answer the email.
The boys are in the Blitz in Vegas this week.
For the fight.
For the UFC fights?
No, for Crawford boxing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because I
so is Pat Creighton.
Where are you on Greg Hardy being part of this UFC?
Well, I mean, I'd be lying if I weren't interested to see how he fights. But as a general human being, I think Greg Hardy is a despicable human. And I'm willing to... supersede my general interest in him as a fighter to eliminate him from any sports at all for the rest of. I think there's enough out there that Greg Hardy's a bad person. I mean, Greg is just a card carrying bad person. He doesn't mind beating up women. It's not that big a deal to him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mind threatening people's lives. I think he's the kind of guy that if you cut him off on the road, you could end up dead, 100%. I don't even say that lightly. I truly believe Greg Hardy would beat you literally to death if he got upset with you. I think anybody in your car listening, man, woman, child, I don't care. I think Greg Hardy would just beat you literally to death is the kind of guy I feel like he is based on everything he's done.
Yeah,
I think it's despicable. The Cowboys just let him right back in, and an arbitrator reduced the 10-game suspension to 4. The commissioner is trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And then once again, people step in and try to... You don't have to put your headphones on, Dell.
Oh.
You don't have to put your headphones on.
The commissioner
tried to take it to 10.
The commissioner...
And then here's the arbitrator.
Got so destroyed by the Ray Rice, he finally woke up and said, oh, maybe you know what?
Give him all the
details.
Even
though the collective bargaining agreement won't let me do it, I'm going to do it just to show... He's such a phony.
Phony. He said 10 games, and here's the arbitrator. Nope, we're going to make it 4. And he goes, we dem boys. And then I'm like, that's not a good arbitrator.
We dem
that's,
boys?
That's
he said,
not a good
I don't
arbitrator.
Think he said that. I'm pretty sure he didn't say we dem boys. I will say this. I try not to be. I can't stand looking at Greg Hardy. I cannot stand looking at Greg
Hardy. He looks like a mean person.
Yeah.
He really does.
And in that interview, they showed it. Dana, I don't know how you justify saying, you know what? Let's put this guy. Let's give this guy money and let's give him a a showcase and let's have everybody watch Greg Hardy, everybody. No, I don't know. It sucks to me, and I'm not a big UFC guy anyway. I probably wouldn't watch it either way, but I think it's despicable that Greg Hardy's on that card. I do. Yeah,
no, I do too.
Yeah. And Dana White, he doesn't give a rat's ass. He's going to make money.
Dana White's going to make money. Dana just doesn't care enough. You know, Dana is the only guy I've never this has never happened in any other sport ever in history where one guy who runs a sport can talk any kind of way to anybody who works with him, for him, somebody from a competing company, the media. He can call you a weirdo, clown, a-hole, whatever. Like, he can talk any kind of way to anybody he wants.
It's almost like, it's almost like he's the president.
It's very similar, where he literally doesn't care what he says to you. He won't hold his tongue, and he will use the words. His inside voice is not an inside voice.
No.
It's an everywhere voice. He called our buddy Jeremy Botter. Jeremy Botter had a story about the UFC was going to be sold. The Fertittas were selling the UFC. And so Jeremy wrote that story. And Dana saw it. He didn't like it because he didn't want it to break early.
Right, right. So he kicked him out.
Well, he called Jeremy, "You're the biggest weirdo who covers, you're a clown and the biggest weirdo who covers the sport." Like, all of it was 100% accurate. But he starts personally attacking Jeremy Botter.
And he took away his credential.
Yeah,
remember?
I think so.
Yes, no, I remember that.
And he had been covering the UFC for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And it done. All he was doing is just a regular media member.
Yeah.
It's a very strange situation where he can do literally and say whatever he wants because there's no checks and balances. Like, there's nobody to say, whoa, you can't do that. You're not supposed to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It does. He said Oscar De La Hoya is a big cokehead. Like, most people, if they have an issue with somebody, that's because Oscar De La Hoya has a rival fighting company. Yeah. So he just called him a big cokehead. And like, you don't usually say things like that out loud.
Well, if he's a cokehead, what do you...
No, tell me another time where somebody where Commissioner Stern said that about somebody.
Oh, he or said that Silver, about a lot of his players.
Not out loud, ever.
In the early 90s,
he wasn't there. Yeah. Stern got there in when did Stern get there?
Well, he had a cocaine problem in his league.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he came in early. He never said it out loud. I never saw. Show me one thing where he said, "This guy's a cokehead."
Yeah, no,
he's a loser,
not like
cokehead,
that.
And a weirdo and a loser.
Because
Dana will say that about his fighters.
Yeah,
people who are employees.
Isn't he like? You think he's like McMahon wrestling?
Yeah, that's exactly what he is, where he doesn't answer to anybody.
Yeah.
But the difference is he will literally say anything.
Yeah.
Like, he'll say things that you think that
like
could
I said,
be considered
he's like our president.
That
he's,
could be considered slanderous.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Did you see our president pulled Nancy Pelosi's plane yesterday?
Because she kind of shut down the State of the Union or something?
She told him that he shouldn't do the State of the Union because of the and then he told her as she's on her way to the plane to go to Egypt, a couple other countries.
To shut down the summit? Yeah, the summit.
You're not going because of
the
shutdown.
Because I'm mad at you.
Because of the shutdown.
No, because you criticized me and I'm mad at you.
Yeah. Well, and you're Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And you say ugly things about me.
Look, she's going to be a thorn in his side for as long as he's president.
Will there be a fifth president on Mount Rushmore? Will our president?
No,
it's not going to be.
I'm not even discussing Trump.
Will he authorize it?
Well, I mean, what federal workers are going to work on it?
We're pulling money away from daycare. Put my face on that building, on that wall. We're building a new Mount Rushmore. Will he try to get a new Mount Rushmore built?
Will he?
With him and all of his cabinet members he's ever had.
Well, there's not a big enough mountain.
Well, it's called the Grand Canyon. And they just got to start carving the whole canyon up.
Can't. No, there's
what
not.
Number are we on? We're on 56, Mr. President. Keep going.
We're going to have to make these smaller. All right.
Make small faces. We got a lot to get through.
We got a lot of them. 713-780-3776. Chris, we'll get you in. Gilbert wants to talk about stuff here on the show. That rarely happens. What we do want to talk about right now, though, is Texas Mattress Makers and my man Yuval over there. Are you – I had the best night's sleep last night. I want to tell you. I honest to God, our mattresses are the best. And you fit it to yourself. Now, my wife's got one mattress and I got the other, but we've got a king-size bed. He just – you know what? He cut it. Here's your side. Here's her side. And we're both happy. And it's wonderful. And you can get that job done as well. Yuval – magician, he'll customize the bed for you. And when you put, you really don't have to do that. When you go there and you lay in that bed and you see the selection of those beds and you see the prices of those, go ahead and compare the prices of Yuval's bed, same bed, and what you're going to get at one of these national chains. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Literally, you're spending half. Literally half. All you got to do is get to 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Or 4619 Navigation, corner Lockwood. You're going to love it. I swear you'll get the best sleep at the best price. TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 717 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. There's a lot of stories to get to today. 713-780-3776.
Some good fun stuff.
I do too.
Fact.
I do too. But let's go.
This one, by the way, before we get to the phone lines, this one isn't fun. Clint Capella. I guess we're hitting start net reset now. We had heard Clint Capella was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with his thumb a week ago. He just had surgery yesterday. Now he's out 4 to 6 weeks. And so does that?
Oh, you know, and there's great news.
Is that really 5 to 7 now?
Probably. That's the way it looks like it adds up. Did you see the Chris Paul story?
Yeah, he doesn't know when he's going to be
no
back.
No idea.
He's already missed 13 games.
No idea.
And the Rockets are 9-4 since he's been out. It feels like he's missed more than 13.
It's only 13 games since our Christmas party.
Yeah. He said, "I'm doing well, progressing. Trying to get back on the court as soon as possible. Continue to listen to my body. As soon as I'm able, I will be out there." So all this fighting of the reports that said he's going to be out possibly 2 to 3 months, you know what? Maybe that actually was accurate.
How about he just comes back for the playoffs?
Well, how about $40 million. This is the most expensive playoff guy I've ever seen in my life.
That's all. Who cares?
When asked if he knows when he'll be able to return, he replied, nope.
They're not the 4, 5, or 8 seed. That's it. Just finish anywhere else because they can beat any of those other teams, and you don't want to face Golden State until you want to go as far as possible, so you want to face Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. So as long as you're not the 4, 5, or 8, and they can, just because you have one more road game, they can beat any of those teams. They can beat any other team if they're healthy. If Capella, Paul, and Gordon are all there, they can beat any other team. So, oh well. You know what, James? Just throw in 100 tonight or tomorrow against the Lakers. What's the difference? Just score 100.
Let's go.
Chris is here. He wants to talk about that UFC card. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just thought it was ironic y'all were talking about Dana White putting Greg Hardy on this card because there's a girl by the name of Rachel Ostovich that's fighting Paige Van Zandt in the same card.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend recently was thrown in jail for
domestic violence,
tuning her up pretty good at home. And I think he's out on bond and, you know, pending a, you know, sentencing and whatnot. But I just think it's humiliating for the sport that the guy that runs the whole thing covets these drug abusers and, you know, these guys that don't treat women right, you know, all for the sake of money and things like this, and for ESPN to bring on an organization like this that could care less about their integrity is pretty appalling.
Yeah, for those who don't listen, thanks, Chris. For those who don't know, what Chris is referring to is ESPN has now got a partnership with the UFC. I'm really surprised it's taken this long. UFC went from Spike to FS1, and now they're with ESPN. I felt like it would. They've had some partnerships in the past, but now they're all in. Like,
I'm surprised that they let Dana, as woke as ESPN is, I'm surprised that they're letting Dana just decide.
Well, I don't think ESPN. I think some of the programming on the day parts, you're going to find. I think ESPN still is in the business of trying to get eyes and subscribers and all that stuff.
Now, they did a story today while they talked about Greg Hardy being on the card, and they did the story about the domestic violence and everything else.
Right.
Did they criticize it? Are they going to be, since they have a partnership with Dana, are they going to be allowed honestly criticize them?
I think the guy who introduced the piece, whatever his name was, I think he sounded pretty critical.
Well, he said someone was critical of it. And there are some who are criticizing.
Well, he led off with disgraced former NFL. He called him disgraced former NFL.
Well, he is. I mean, that's not saying this is.
Well, he could have said former NFL guy, but he is disgraced. And why was he disgraced? He's disgraced for one reason in particular. Yeah. Well, he was caught up in domestic violence. And they showed part of the interview where he made himself look so stupid when he was interviewed by Adam Schefter, contradicted himself left and right. So, anyway, it is going to be interesting because Dana will come on any TV show. Like, that's not a problem. You need Dana? Oh, that's not a problem. We can get him there tomorrow for you. Not a problem. Max and Stephen A. That's not a problem. We'll get him on. He's been on that show. So it is going to be interesting the first time they criticize him hard because they're going to get him on the show, and you're going to end up seeing something viral because he's not going to bite his tongue.
No.
He'll call one of them clowns like, you don't know. You've been a boxing guy your whole life, Max. Boxing's dead. That's your grandpa's sport. Like, these are all things Dana has told me before in an interview.
Right.
And he'll do that to Max, and it is going to be interesting.
Well, it'll be interesting because ESPN does partner up. They partner up with the NFL. They partner up with them. They partner up with all these people, and they have been awfully critical of the NFL before. I wonder how critical they're going to be of Dana with this move.
Well, they should be very critical. That is something I really am interested to see if they talk about it today. And then the other thing is, Chris mentioned John. He talked about drug guys. You know, he's talking about John Bones Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That one is so, man, how many chances does one guy get moving an entire card? And I get it. Logistically, people had spent their money for tickets. You don't want to give that money back. But you moved it from Las Vegas to L.A. just so you could have the card, just so you could keep going because he ended up with a positive PET test. And they still let him fight. I mean, it is really unbelievable how often they get in bed with John Jones. He's super talented. But it is like there is nothing John Jones can do. He just needs rehab. If he can rehab at some point, he can get back on a card.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's going to keep him off a card.
You mean like Browns and Patriots wide receivers?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean like Josh Gordon. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing, only it would really be more like, it'd be more like Antonio Brown or somebody like a really high-level guy.
Yeah. Shannon wants to talk about his Saints here on ESPN 97. What do you say, Shannon? Shannon, turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Shannon. Oh, we got it. Shannon, that's not how you listen. That's not how you stay on hold. Gilbert knows better than that, Shannon. That's really...
All right, give him another chance.
All right, Shannon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Shannon?
Hey, first, a little bragging and name dropping. I've been gifted a nice ticket. Field pass and after game party invite by Thomas Morstead, the punter of the Saints.
Nice.
So I'll be heading to NOLA tomorrow morning to go watch the NFC Championship game. But question, with the media kind of grabbing on to Saints haven't been playing very well, least competitive game, or hardest game to win last weekend, do you think that might be playing into the Saints and Sean Payton's mentality of, they people don't think we're good enough to be here right now and might be able to give them a boost. And on a side note, I'm a little sick with Saints football. I named my only son in 1995 after Archie Manning. I know it's a little corny and silly, but it's what I did. And I have a Saints tattoo on my leg. If I'm on the field and I get Drew Brees to sign my tattoo, I'll have it inked in, and I'll probably be one of those viral guys that'll be crying in the stadium that you guys can make fun of. So have at it, you guys. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. Remember Shannon's name. We're gonna see him somewhere virally. What was that? He just hit us with so much stuff. I don't think Sean Payton needs to do that stuff.
No. And you're in the NFC Championship game. The Patriots are playing that game, that card too. Oh, we suck. Nobody believes in us and blah, 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 blah. Oh, the Pat Mahomes, Hall of Famer, all this stuff. Well,
Saints are the favorite.
And so they're playing that card too. The thing that worries me most about the Saints is Sheldon Rankins. Losing him, stopping the run. Because that's what the Rams are going to do. They're going to send Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson right up the middle. And if they can control the ball, keep the Saints off the field, keep Drew Brees off the field, that's going to win the football game. Forget all the $225,000 that Sean Payton brought in and the trophy, all of those things. It's can they stop the run? Because if you're going to make Goff, everybody talks about how the Saints didn't play well and haven't played well lately. Goff, I mean the Rams hit stop about in week 14 of the season after they went to Detroit and Goff threw for Goff threw for 207. They went to Chicago. Goff threw for 180. Gurley had 28 yards. After that, Philadelphia came in and beat them. Goff threw pretty well, but they were able to stop. If you shut down Gurley and Anderson, you can beat the Rams.
You will beat the Rams.
You will beat the Rams.
Yeah, Goff's not beating you. Goff is part of, Goff is, now that he lost one of his safety blankets, Cooper Kupp, he has not been the same guy, and they have to run it. But the Saints have to prove they can stop the bus and Gurley, so... That's gonna be pretty interesting too to see if they can do that. I do know this that the Saints right now are a little beat up on their. You mentioned a defensive line. They had three limited participants on the offensive line. Now those guys are all playing, but Andres Pete has been hurt, Max Unger, and Ryan Ramczyk. So you got a left guard, a right tackle, and a center who are all beat up. So. They didn't really run it as well as I expected them to last week. They haven't really been able to get Ingram. And that's going to be a big part of this success for the Saints, too. The Saints need to run the ball. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We're talking about these high-flying offenses, Pat Mahomes, Goff, blah, blah. Right now, we get to the end of the year, and what we're talking about is, man, Ingram and Kamara and C.J. Anderson and Gurley – early in the year, we weren't talking about that. We're talking about this high-flying offense. I mean, we were talking about Kamara. But now, I think it's totally changed where both of these teams need to run the football well. It is interesting to see what happens in the course of a season, how the focus shifts for teams
well,
in different directions.
Didn't it for a while shift back to defense when the Bears were playing? They shut down Goff and all that. And everybody, all this offense. No. It's about
– Well, Saints have played better defense,
what?
Too.
But guess what? Look at the four teams that are left.
Right, but the Saints shut down. But look how they're getting there. The Saints didn't allow the Eagles to score the last three quarters.
Yeah.
They scored 14 out of the gate first quarter, and it was over after that. No more points.
Yeah, and then the Rams, but the Chiefs, the
Rams
way
did
that
a
they
pretty
played.
Good job. The Chiefs had conditions, helped their defense. I think the Patriots played okay. No one's going to look. The Rams have defensive talent. The Saints have some defensive talent. The Chiefs do too, but no one's talking about that with Chiefs and Pats because we already know they're weak defensively.
All right, let's bring in John Clay Wolf. I'm sure he's going to break these games down on his show tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, he will. Hero, John Clay Wolf with us here on ESPN 97.5. What say, Hero?
Hero.
So when we got off the phone yesterday off the radio, I'd asked you about the swinger lifestyle, and you laughed and you hung up. So I've heard about you around town and y'all. I mean, you're a partier.
You're damn right I am. And what's your point? I knew the pineapple game like years ago. Okay? I play the pineapple game every time I go to the grocery store. Okay? Who called you, by the way? Who called you with that? Is that verified?
Just some random listener on your off your goofy station. I mean, we're on 28 stations around the country.
And was ours.
It was one of your listeners that called that in.
GiveMeTheVin.com is who you, that's the show. And it's tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97. But you can call any, you can go to GiveMeTheVin.com anytime. How many cars have you bought so far this month?
1,400.
My God. And then you sell them all at auction, or what do you do?
Yeah, we sell them all. We line them up and sell them at auction. And people like retail public, we supply the dealers with the cars. But if you have a friend that's a dealer, you know, give them $500.
What kind of dealer? What kind of? Oh, car dealer.
No, car dealer.
Oh. I got a lot of friends that are dealers, but not car dealers.
If they can line up, not skin dealers, not mutt dealers, but car dealers.
Right.
And they can log into the simulcast and buy one for you wholesale. From us, and you know, they'll charge $500, and we're just not set up to handle the public on the sell side. Too much hand holding, and we go through it too fast. We make $300 a car, is the truth. After it's said and done, and
well, buy enough of them, and that's a lot of money. At GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Beat CarMax's offer. If they can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto's offer, then they're going to send you. John Kelly Wolf will send you
$100. Our friend Otto will kiss your ass on our behalf. Nah, all right, see y'all later.
Nah, later. That's John Kelly Wolf. GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why are you playing Feel Like Summer? Yeah. Like Gambino in January.
Do you know the date though?
It is going to be in the 70s today. So,
it's about a feeling, not the weather, John.
Do you think it's a golf day today?
For you, it's almost always a golf day. That's a dumb
not
question.
Always. There's I said poker
almost,
days.
Almost always. I didn't say always, but it's a feeling, hey, not just the weather.
I get to look at defensive backs today, like Roxy Yen from Temple, Chris Boyd. From Raheel's Texas Longhorns or America's Texas Longhorns. Are they America's team for college?
America's team.
Okay.
Yep.
Texas is back, folks.
Texas is back, folks.
Future safety. One of the guys who... Nah, I'll tell y'all off the air.
Okay.
This one's not...
One
of the guys who's a hater of mine because of my draft profile, I won. I won. If I were petty, I'd make sure he knew I won, but I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Did you see what happened in Oklahoma State?
No.
Oh, it's a wonderful
story.
Did y'all
get another 27-year-old quarterback, or what happened?
No, it's a wonderful story. Three players from their basketball team were kicked off. One of them is probably their second-best player, Michael Weathers. They were kicked off because Stillwater police say that a 2015 Toyota RAV4 had about 30 holes or dents from a BB gun in the windows and vehicles, totaling about $5,000. And then the 2011 Chevy Cruze had about 3 BB holes in the windshield, totaling about $500.
I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds like this could have been me.
So,
Some point when I was a punk-ass kid.
Yeah. We all drove
around.
I mean,
there's some stories I hear like, I would have never done any
I believe
of that. This one sounds like, I kind of, if I had had something to drink, I could have seen this in New Orleans maybe being me.
I honestly think that there might still be a BB in the back of my neck. I was walking away from my buddy's house, and he shot me in the neck. And I swear to God, it was lodged in, and I might still have it. So we all did BB gun. So Mike Boynton, the head coach, gave him an out. Weathers an out. He said, "Dude, just tell me the truth. I'll suspend you for 4 games. It'll all be good. Just tell me the truth. Were you part of this and the BB gun?" Nope. Well, let's take a look at the video.
Oh, no.
So they had to kick them all off. So you know what they did?
What?
Opened up a tryout to pick up 3 players from the school.
Oh, I bet that went well.
I was part of some ball players there.
I was part of one of Tulane when they got their basketball program back. Perry Clark had everybody, like, it was an open gym tryout. And me and my buddies, like, we were pretty good in terms of, like, we were beating football teams, former football player, the football players who are former basketball players, like, we could give them good runs. One guy was from South Mississippi, used to play against Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Sam was from the Boston area. We had a guy from Maryland. There's me, my buddy from the south side of Chicago, Teo. And we went to these tryouts. We were all excited. And one of the best players was Stan Funches, who was one of our guys. And he was about a 6-foot guard, long, wiry, could defend, shoot it. He was the one that played against Chris Jackson. Todd Bozeman said, if you can beat, and Todd Bozeman is disgraced. Do you remember him, Dale? He got in some trouble in college basketball. But he was the assistant coach with Perry Clark. Now, they had just gotten this program back. We were just coming back
from
after the point-shaving scandal. And so he said, if you can beat, I think it was Michael Christian, who'd come over from Georgia Tech, if you can beat him one-on-one, we'll give you the scholarship. So Stan beats him, and they go back on it. Like, they've had a one-on-one. They go back on. Bozeman's like, I was messing with you. That's not a real. You have to go through and this. And we knew, and then the guy who ended up getting the spot, there was one spot for a walk-on, one spot. And the guy who got it, his dad ran a sports agency and gave like $100,000 to the athletic program. And Brett Just was like on the pick. How the hell did he get the spot? Oh, I'll tell you how.
100 large?
It's called a wallet whip.
That's right. 100 large. That's how he got it.
But I can tell you this. It was a whole big PR thing. Like, they brought in – this sounds like a real thing. They brought in pizzas, Perry Clark did, and we played, and they had 9 guys.
I think that's a real one, though. He's down to 9 guys.
Yeah, that's a real one, though.
You had to be a full-time student within your 5-year eligibility, proof of health insurance, have a physical within the last 6 months, and proof of a sickle cell test.
So this is all – yeah, I got you. So this is all walk. Obviously, all walk on stuff. Yes. You got to have your own insurance.
Yeah, but I would imagine at Oklahoma State, you know, you had some high school players.
No, we actually had some pretty decent players at Tulane, and that's a state school.
Got 30,000 students.
You'll have some guys. But what you find out very quickly is the guys who run the court, who are the best at running the court. When you play against college athletes, it's the same thing with pros. When you watch it and then you go and see in person. More physical, more fast. It's just you have a lot more respect when you see it. You're playing against them.
It's a blow because they were playing okay. Oklahoma State was playing okay.
I tell you,
but apparently he's got really, really good players coming in next year anyway. Yeah. So this is just a throwaway.
How about this? So during the summer, I lived there and they only had 9 players. I mean, I told you that there was 9. They didn't have enough to feed. They needed more. So they had 9 players at the time. So I would, because I lived there and went to the gym during the summers, I would get to play with the basketball team. I was the 10th. And I'm playing.
Carlin?
Yeah, that's how I got to know Carlin, and that's how I got to know G.J. Hunter and all those guys, because I would play ball with those guys. So they, you know, the Tulane guys all know me. So Carlin Hartman and I, that's how we became friends, is he got to know me, because I'm the guy that was always hanging around and playing ball. And so I was holding my own at that particular time. Not like anything, not like you would ever want to put me into a college game, but I never forget. I learned the etiquette of... There was an etiquette rule I learned. I was pretty good with the reach plays because I wasn't really going to move my – I was like James Harden. I wasn't going to – except without all the offense. I wasn't going to move my feet defensively. Mm-hmm. I would just try to, you know, reach and Chat poke it away. Right. Yeah. And so I ripped Michael Christian, who was their big guy coming over from Georgia Tech with Perry Clark, and I stole it.
The
and
guy
I went
that
the other
lost
way.
To the walk-on and won on
Yeah. Him? Okay. Yeah, he was really good. So he called foul. I threw – a fit. Now I'm the guy in the gym coming to play. Like, I'm not actually on the team, and I'm just like, this is bullcrap. That's not a real foul, and I'm really upset. And I found out very quickly from all the guys there, like, you don't have, if one of the players calls a foul, it's a foul. You do not have the right to sit and put on a show on the other end. Pete and Cavillia would not have been happy with the show I was putting on. Holding the ball, brought it to the other end. I put it down like, nope, it's this way. Like, I'm going all in on this thing. And at some point, I think they start realizing, like, is he really doing this? What the hell is he? He's holding the ball on the other. He's holding this game hostage. on the other side because he doesn't like a call. And then all of a sudden they start going, respect the call. Back here. Respect. Guys on my team. I'm like, guys, I'm just a clean.
You guys don't have my back?
Respect the call.
No.
And I'm like, okay, sorry about that, guys. And I realize, I don't know if I'm going to be invited to play. They're going to just run five
were
on
you invited?
Four. Yeah, but it just changed after I realized, after I got super embarrassed, like, oh, I think I showed him up. I don't think I should have done that.
Right.
I hope I don't get beat up.
713-780-3776.
Todd Buzman, by the way, was rough on the court, too.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, just like when it came to recruiting, how he treated people rough in recruiting with some of his illegal activities. Mm-hmm. He was rough on the court.
How are you this weekend? Are you, you got your side, right? I got my side. I got Chiefs under.
I'm Rams.
You're Rams?
I'm Rams, money line, and I'm Chiefs.
You're Chiefs.
Chiefs Rams? I got a C on the under, but it feels like I don't know how you're... Well, what's the latest on weather? 50, do we know?
No, it's warming up.
In the 20s? Up,
which is bad because I already bet the under.
Oh.
So here's the deal is... listen, if you're looking for a way to get down on these games... All right, this is a huge, huge day. Get something on it. Go to mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. You've got all the games. You've got Super Bowl 2019 odds. What team do you like? You know, who is the favorite right now to go to the Super Bowl? It's the Saints. The Saints and the Chiefs, both the favorites. You can catch 2-1 on betting the Patriots going to the Super Bowl. When were you able to do that ever? You want to bet Australian Open? Okay. If you bet Maria Sharapova, guess what? You win. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag. You got all the props that you could possibly want. And in-game betting is so much fun. So much fun. They're going to have all the different stuff for you. Who scores touchdowns, under, over fantasy points, everything. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll match half of your initial deposit. And that's huge. All you got to do, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, we're going to get you guys in here. Todd and Q, you guys are first up. Q, you're going to be first up. Did you see this Alabama story, though? This is an issue. And Dell, your people, okay?
What do you mean? Were Nigerians involved?
No, Miami.
You said my people.
Miami Hurricanes.
They're not my people.
They are your peeps. And they're shiftless. And they're,
yeah. Dan Enos is not... was the guy who worked in the SEC. So that was where that shiftless stuff comes from. He worked at Arkansas and Alabama. That's
oh, really?
Where it came from. Yeah.
Okay,
really.
So Uncle Nick didn't even know.
Uncle Nick?
Uncle Nick
what?
Didn't even know he was leaving.
And,
actually, he didn't know until he didn't show up for the meeting yesterday.
Who didn't
that
know
Dan
he was leaving?
Enos, Nick Saban.
Didn't know who was leaving.
Dan Enos. Was he going to take Loxley's place?
That was the thought, that he was going to go and take the OC job for Alabama, being promoted from quarterback.
Instead, he cleans out his office, leaves, didn't even tell Nick he's quitting.
Because he's going to get in trouble, because Nick was going to scream at him.
Oh, well, and that's what Nick does.
You ever done this? You ever had your wife mad at you, and you just kind of slink out of the house and lock the door, and she just realizes, hey, where'd he go?
Well, the lock's in the inside, so she can get out.
Well, no, I'm not telling you to lock her in. I'm just saying you just sneak in the house and she's mad and she's like, hey, I was trying to yell at you. Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm gone. Sorry.
No,
That's what he did.
It kind of feels like your house, but not.
Oh, yeah. I know where he's coming from. Danny basically just said, watch this.
But listen.
Sneak out of here before Saban wakes up.
Loxley gone. Enos gone. Lupoy gone.
Gattis gone.
Key gone.
Yeah, got squeezed out.
Listen.
His offensive line coach.
And look, they lost the Clemson wide receiver.
Justin Ross.
Because he said, I don't know that my position coach is going to be there. No. I'm telling you, our recruit's going to stop going to Alabama because he can't hold on to an assistant.
It's already being used against him, obviously. I heard Key got squeezed out, and I'm like, what? Because he lost out on a couple of five stars. I heard it was a recruiting issue, not a coaching issue. Mm. It was a recruiting issue.
Wow.
They offered Bob Bostad. I don't know. I don't know if this has been reported yet, but they're going to offer Bob Bostad, who is the longtime offensive line coach from Wisconsin. He's now a running backs coach there, and they're going to offer him either running backs or linebacker. They're going to offer him the job at Alabama, and we'll see if he takes it, the O-line job. But coaches now, more and more of them are going to say, I just don't want to do this. And I don't know how many of those guys, obviously, Enos left of his own accord. I heard Key was going to get squeezed out because he missed out on a couple of five stars. Like, what? This is you're making coaching decisions, developmental decisions, based on if a guy got a certain five star or whatever. Like, that's crazy. I had no idea there was this much turnover again this year. This guy, Alabama had one of the top offensive lines, we thought, in the Joe Moore Awards. In the nation, we thought, man, this coach is really good. My dad, I'm watching tape of Jonah Williams. Boy, they are well coached. This guy gets squeezed out.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
And it's weird because he was the primary recruiter for maybe actually rated the best offensive tackle in the country, who signed Alabama.
Yeah.
Evan Neal, he's going to Alabama, signed.
So I'm saying.
And he got him.
He missed out on one or two guys. This is what I was told from behind the scenes. He missed out on one or two guys, and he got squeezed out for that. I'm like, what are the decisions that are being made here with coaches?
And, oh, by the way, Nick had better reevaluate that, because losing all these guys is a bad
look.
If
somebody went back and looked at LSU, Michigan State, and Alabama, how many total coaches have coached for him? It would be a staggering number.
He's such a grinder. It's impossible to stay with him. I don't know how Kirby stayed with him that long.
I was thinking, because they're buddies. I was thinking about this with Nick, and, you know, he is, in one sense, I love him watching football because, like, it's just incredible, his level of success. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but if you have to work for him, it's totally different. I think Nick has this single-minded determination to be part of all-time greatness, but you are not a compadre with him. You are somebody who gets to ride along with him. And so you're interchangeable as a piece. Whoever helps him get there, and he knows it happens to be players that are going to help him get there. If you can help him get the players who help him get there, you can be on board. But every single coach, that is not a finite journey at all. Mm-hmm. That is not a journey that's probably going to last. And so I'm just thinking, why would Bob Bostad leave Wisconsin and go to work for Nick? Now, it is a rehab job. Guys go there and they can rehab their careers and they can springboard back in other positions. But legitimate good position coaches, man, they're just – Loxley got a job out of it.
You still got that fight on? Woo-woo! You remember that?
Yeah. Well, he brought Sark back.
Yep, he brought Sark back. Let's get Q in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Q?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. I've been reading a few articles – and a few of them are stating that the NFL coaches who've been signed in their contract, they have wording basically saying that there's an impending lockout coming up. So with that being said, how does that work for like a NCAA player who wants to go into the draft and then there's a lockout? Do they still have the eligibility? Do they still got to sit out? They can't negotiate for contracts? And I know Lance is like the NFL guru, so I was just trying to get some information from him.
I mean, they don't get to keep eligibility. I don't think that's actually a really good question. I never really thought about how it would work and we had one, but it was after the draft, the last lockout, which was before 2011 season. I'm not sure how it would work. I think all lockouts that would take place happen with a calendar year. The calendar year ends after the draft, so I don't think it would, unless it runs all the way through the season, I don't think it would be a factor. And you definitely don't get to maintain your eligibility. When your eligibility's up, your eligibility's up. But if a lockout lasted over a year, it'd be interesting to see what happened. I don't know. Would they suspend it and go through a draft? Like, players are free, NFL players are free agents. Do they get, I don't even know how that would work. If you had a lockout for an entire season, is that a vested year? It can't be a vested year. But then free agents would be like, well, we want out. But you didn't get your vested year. Do you get paid? You don't get paid. I guess everything gets suspended.
I think everything's put on hold.
But for colleges, they work independently.
I think they still hold
pros.
The draft. Why wouldn't they hold the draft?
yeah, you'd have to hold a draft, but what positions are you drafting for? You don't even know what your free agency is going to be because you don't have free agency. Well, that's a major, I guess, I'm assuming it would never get to that point. Because like I said, the lockout happens during the summer. So we would be talking about missing an entire season. I just can't even, I can't fathom that.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see an entire season go away. Watch how quickly
remember the
some of the players.
Remember Keanu Reeves?
That's right. Well, no, it was there was a real, there were real replacements. There was one that wasn't just the movies. It was like 87. It actually really did happen.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I know.
Not just Keanu Reeves.
But I remember Keanu Reeves.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, the trailer for John Wick 3 came out yesterday.
Did they do something to his dog?
No, keep actually, they show the growth
you
of
do
the dog.
Stuff to dog. If you do something to a dog, guess what's going to happen?
Well, the dog is now full grown and part of the action.
Does anyone die in this movie?
What do you mean by
that? Does anybody get shot in the movie?
The over-under is like 19 and a half.
Yes.
19 and a half?
Well, that's low.
Is that low?
Oh, God.
Way low.
Is that way low?
I mean, I'm
he'll
talking
kill
about 80
19
something.
People before 30 minutes
what
are
about
up.
29 and a half?
Low.
Oh, over.
You talking about every... I'm talking about 100 people.
I'm talking about a guy on the roof and he's just... just
that
taking
many?
People out. There's a part I'm going to go 80 something.
There's
though.
A trailer.
I mean, I might even
go 100. Yeah. The 100. Trailer features him on a motorcycle and like five guys who they may not be Yakuzas, but they're holding Yakuza weapons like big swords, chasing after him. And instead of shooting him, they have swords and they're coming after him on the motorcycles. And turns out he has a sword too, and he's fighting like five guys.
Oh my god!
With a sword?
Yeah, on a motorcycle. On a motorcycle.
Didn't see that coming.
Watch the trailer.
Had a gun? Everybody ran out of guns?
At least these guys don't. Apparently, they don't believe in the art of the gun. They like the sword.
Huh.
And
what happens then?
Well, we don't know, but I'm assuming John Wick wins.
How are we going to have John Wick 4?
Exactly.
Here's what an agent said. Saban just squeezed out Tosh LaPoy. Is that?
LaPoy, yeah.
Yeah, he squeezed him out too. He was going to fire him if he didn't get the Browns D-line job. Nick is losing his mind. That's what I heard with Brent Key, that Brent Key was basically told, get something else now. And so he did, and then I heard that his team, his O-line, ended up doing real well. And he was like, all right, we want to keep you. Here's the amount. And he's like,
bye. I'm going to Georgia Tech.
No, I'm good, fam. I'm good friends with the head coach here. And then the agent also said if that ever happened, the players would go play in the XFL.
XFL or the AAFL? Well, the AAFL is part of
the league,
isn't it? It's owned by the league, but it doesn't mean that they can't play there.
Is it owned by the league?
It's supported by the league. I don't
that's
know that
what it
owned
is. Yeah.
Is
I don't
the
think
right
it's
word.
Owned because the guy who owns it is a big tech guy, and all the teams are owned by him. Like, there's no individual owners.
Right, right.
Which is probably a pretty good business model.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. All right. Well, why don't you talk about? Well, you know what they need in the AAFL?
No, don't
testosterone.
Say it. No,
yes,
they don't.
Do.
They've already got it. They've
you
already
don't know
got
that.
It. And you know what? You used to have it too. You used to have it when you played. Football, baseball, basketball, maybe you were a runner, maybe there was all kinds of stuff.
I wish I could have had more.
Men's T Clinic can get you where you need to be.
I wish I had it.
Legal levels and where you're supposed to be. And that's the thing. There are people who will get too much and they're detrimental. There can be side effects and it can be very detrimental to your health. You can be diagnosed with low testosterone and not have enough where all of a sudden you realize, man, I thought I was diagnosed, but I'm not feeling great. And there are people like that out there who Men's T Clinic have helped them. That's one of the reasons I want to talk to you as well. If you've been diagnosed, Men's T Clinic can help you get to where you need to be with the right dosage numbers. And that's an incredibly important part of it, getting to the dosage numbers that you're supposed to have. And Men's T Clinic can get you there. They will work with you to find out what the optimal level so that you are living your best life. You're feeling great physically, you're feeling great mentally, and you're having, you know, the results and the benefits pop up within 2 to 3 months physically. You'll have the energy level will spike within 3 days. Usually it takes 2 to 3 months and you start to see differences with your body type and your body really takes to the testosterone and you start to feel an incredible difference. Get back to being the real you. Do not go through life in that funk and that haze. Make sure that you check them out for yourself online at mensteaclinic.com and then head out to Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, or the Heights. It's mensteaclinic.com.
This is ESPN
97.5.